Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's epistle contains one of the earliest Trinitarian formulas in the New Testament. The persons are not named in the usual order, nor is the formula as refined as the Nicene Creed, but it does list all three persons, and they are shown working together for our salvation. Writing to the Corinthians, Paul invokes the grace of Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Spirit. To experience any of these is to be caught up in all three at once. Indeed, it is to share in the divine relationships within the Godhead. Most recent teaching on the Trinity stresses the biblical conviction that God is love. Catherine Mowry Lacuna, for example, says that the very nature of God is to seek out the deepest possible communion and friendship with every last creature. God is not an isolated, solitary individual. Instead, God is a living communion of love. And God invites us and every last creature to share God's love and friendship. Or to quote from the words of our opening hymn, "Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might, thy justice like mountains, high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love." According to many Christian mystics, love is an ecstatic reality. God is not self-centered, but other-directed. God's love wants to spread itself around. Love is active, not passive. It shows itself in deeds, not just in words. As the letter of James once put it, God is the Father of lights, the giver of every good and perfect gift. From the bottomless wellspring of God's goodness, God's own love flows out into the world. God is generous and merciful and kind. God gives us more than we could possibly receive, more than we could possibly deserve. God is our Creator who gives us our very selves. And before there ever is a world, within the life of God, God is giving himself away. The Father, the first person and origin of the Trinity, is giving himself completely to the Son. He is giving the Son all that makes God God, except that the Son is not the Father. And together, the Father and the Son breathe forth a third person, distinct and equally divine, who is the Spirit of love, who binds the entire Godhead together in peace. But God's self-giving flows beyond the divine life to fill his creation with love. And so, the goodness of God flows into the world through Jesus and the Spirit. God sends us Jesus to save us, and he gives us the Spirit to help us live like Jesus. The church is a sign of God's own love for the world and everyone in it. We are Christ's body risen victorious from the dead. Christ fills us with his life-giving Spirit, and then he commands us. He commands us to go and change the world. In today's gospel, Jesus is sending us out on a mission. He is sending us out with his own authority to share his love in the world. He is sending us out to preach, to baptize, and to teach. He is sending us out to heal the sick, to serve our neighbors, and boldly share the gospel. He is sending us out to demonstrate God's new and better way of love. That is why Paul exhorts the church to greet one another with a holy kiss. Our fellowship is a sign of God's victorious peace. Whenever we greet one another with a sign of peace, we are committing ourselves to follow Jesus and to help God change the world. For in this way, God is uniting every race and nation, every background, every experience, every walk of life in one body. God is calling us to lay our fears and suspicions aside, to live together as a united people in a divided world. And that's why the peace always follows the confession and the absolution. The peace embodies our intention to forgive each other as we have been forgiven, to listen to Jesus and follow him where he leads. Passing the peace is a sign of our unity. We go to God's altar together. Ultimately, the Trinity is not about a mathematical error. It is a practical doctrine about God's love, which makes the many into one. As Rowan Williams once put it, the Trinity is never an object or a trio of objects at a safe distance. Knowing the Trinity is being involved with God's circling movement, drawn by the Son towards the Father, drawn into the Father's breathing out of the Spirit, so that the life of Jesus may be again made real in the world. Simply put, God is a series of loving relationships in which we have been gracefully entangled. On Trinity Sunday, we remember the roots of our prayer and discipleship in the life and love of God. And so, beloved, what Paul once said to the Corinthians, I also say to you, listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. For God uses the life of Jesus shining within us to show the world himself. He is perfect love, boundless goodness, and our eternal life. Amen.